Yo, it's your boy Johnny Sins. This is the Early Birds Podcast.
Yo, it's your boy October's very own OVO Alf, and it's the Early Birds Podcast.
What's happening? It's your boy Schemer.
That's it.
That's it.
Schemer. Schemer. Schemer.
How was your guys? It's New Year's now. Well, it's a new year.
New year?
New year, same niggas, but...
New year, same nigga, because I wasn't the problem. You were shit.
Okay, I fuck with that. I fuck with it.
You guys do for New Year's? You guys stay up till the ball dropped or what?
Hell yeah.
Bro?
I'ma be honest, bro. It's that day shift taking over. I was asleep.
Did you go to work the next day?
Huh?
Did you work? No. You were asleep?
But... Bruh, after 10 o'clock, I can't stay up.
I told you. It's because you didn't go to a ledge this year.
I had to get woken up. And, it's 12 o'clock. I ate like two grapes, bro. Went back to sleep.
Nah, it's because you didn't go to Echo or a ledge.
I know. No, it's just, dude, I tell my brother this all the time. When I'm like home... And just like watching TV, bro, I get so tired.
Yeah, I feel you.
I just fall asleep. But see, if I'm out or if I'm doing something, I can stay up.
Okay, you know what's bullshit, bro? I was trying to explain this to one of you guys. I forgot who. A while back, before either of you guys were on day shift, and y'all both pretty much called me a bitch. Because I'm like, if I don't get stimulation, I'm going to fall asleep. You're like, you can't fucking hang, bro. Who's the bitch now?
Look.
Fuck you guys.
No, hold on. In my defense, I was working day shift.
Uh-huh.
Like, literally, like, fucking six months ago.
Yeah.
Working 6 months. But then I went to swings, and that's what fucked me up. Mm. I was working swings and then going back to day shift. That's what fucked me up.
Bruh, okay, I have a better defense.
That was a pretty weak defense.
And my fucking defense, I barely started day shift 3 months ago. I haven't worked day shift in like, I don't know how many years I've been working now.
That one's like valid.
My 14 years working.
14?
When did I start working? 16. Somewhere around there. This is the first day shift job I've ever had though.
14 years, what? Are you thinking like 10? 10, 11?
Oh, yeah, like 10 years, bro.
Someone 16? Didn't pass math.
Start working at what, 16?
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
What you mean? I could have been working at Laguna at 13.
Facts. That's
fuck no. I didn't have no one to drive me there. I wasn't thinking
there's
about...
There's a train?
I wasn't thinking about bread at
there's
that
There's a
moment.
Train.
For real?
Take
Can you take a train legally at that age? By yourself?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, why not? Especially with the Lagoon uniform. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
For real?
Should we look it up? I'm looking it up. I don't give a fuck.
But why would it be illegal?
Well, I mean, you know, you're still...
I mean, you can't go to the gym by yourself before you're... You have to be 13. In some places, 16.
Oh, for
and
real?
Some places, 18.
See? Yeah. There's places...
But those ones you're carrying weight. This one, you're just sitting.
So, can you go eat at Olive Garden at 13 by yourself?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I guarantee you, yes.
There has to be an age limit to that.
Probably like around like 10-ish. But like 13, like if you just say... Hey, I just want a table for me and my family. This table. Okay, to write it down.
Yeah, but I'm meaning if your fucking punk ass 13 years old goes in there, hi, table for one. Are they going to serve you? I doubt they are.
I'm guaranteed they're going to ask you if you actually have money first.
Okay, what if you flash them the bread?
Then hell yeah.
Then hell yeah. Nah. No way.
I found the answer.
Alright, what's the answer?
So, the children 13, 14, and 15 may travel unaccompanied in accordance with the Amtrak unaccompanied minor policy. So that means they have to get dropped off by an adult and they have to get picked up, or an adult has to meet them at their destination.
That is so stupid.
That never happens.
That just never happens, but technically that's what needs to happen.
Oh, so they don't check that shit?
Probably not.
Fool, if they barely check your ticket, you really think they're
gonna check? Look. I only took the train that one fucking time, and we didn't pay for the train. Because I was told by my wise friends that it was free today. So, yeah, we didn't pay for the train. And that was the only time I took it.
No, see, when I used to work at Lagoon, I wouldn't pay for it. I would not pay for it.
How much is it?
Fuck if I know. I didn't pay for it.
It's free 99.
Hell yeah. Because I have never gone asked, let me see your ticket. They walked by. Hey, how you doing? That's it. But I have heard that they have like searched people's like tickets. They've been like, hey, let me see your ticket.
No, like I hear that too, that niggas will be walking around and checking your tickets and shit. So if you don't have a ticket, what the fuck do they do? They throw you out the train mid rolling?
No, they get your name. Yeah. They get your name. Basically, so all your info. And then on the next stop, they kick you out.
Well, they either kick you out, or if they're assholes, they can fine you.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're being an asshole, yeah. Do
you? Well, if they're assholes.
Oh, yeah.
They could fine you.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. There was one time where I rode a train down to, fuck, what was it, like West Jordan or West Valley?
God damn.
Yeah.
How old were you? Hey, no way, yo ass, if your ass is any younger than 18, ain't no reason your ass has any business in West Jordan.
I think I was like 17, 18.
Nigga, so, pulling missions to West Jordan.
So I remember me and him went from the Roy station.
Who?
Me and one of my homies.
Oh, okay.
We went down to the Roy station. We went down to Salt Lake. In Salt Lake, we had to go on to the other train that they have that goes to the city and shit.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, nah, we don't need no ticket. It was once we got out of the city is when they started asking for tickets. And I was in the very back, and I seen one of the cops ask everyone for the tickets. And I was like, dude, I'm like, he's asking for tickets. Like, what the fuck are we going to do? What are we going to do? He was okay, this next stop, let's get off. I'm like, all right. He was like, maybe like five or seven people in front of me, away from asking me for my ticket. I didn't have no ticket.
Damn. Are the tickets even that expensive though?
Aren't they like $5? I think that one was, yeah, it was like $5 or $10. Hey, I think it just depends on how far
you make it. You were younger, bro. That $5 or $10 was...
Yeah, you're right.
Shit. It's like you had $50. Shit.
Enough for everyone to go have some on pizza?
Pretty much. But yeah, no. I never paid for the train ticket because apparently the train was free that day.
That's a thing?
Dude, I forgot who told me that.
Wait, oh, they were fucking with you?
Huh? It was either you or fucking.
It sounds like Johnny. You were
sounds like some shit I would say.
You were my nigga Juan, bro.
No, it was Juan.
No, he was
one
Johnny.
One of these niggas.
It was Johnny.
Free train
no, day. Between those two is Johnny.
No, it was definitely Juan, bro.
Because this was my first time ever going on that bitch. And I was trying to pay. And these niggas said, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah. Wait, did we take a train to the tour for college?
Yeah.
That was the day?
Yeah, that was the day.
Oh, and then that, did you guys get tickets?
No.
No, we didn't. We flew. We flew. We got on the train for free, bro.
Yeah, we literally rode that bitch for free.
Ride the train for free, day.
That's why I literally asked these niggas, like, yeah, do we have to buy tickets? How much are tickets?
Nah.
And then whoever fucking said, nah, bro, it's free train day. What the
fuck? Hey, free train day is crazy, bro. Because I would believe that shit for real.
Limited time offer.
No, I really do think that they do have like free days.
Look, they probably do. But it's probably like from a certain time to a certain time. Like how they have happy hour.
Look.
They probably have happy hour, but happy train hour.
Happy train hour?
The
hard.
It's not free when traffic starts hitting?
Fuck no. Like, I guarantee you, we're fucking, like, prime time, like, 2 p.m. to, like, 5 p.m., fuck no, it's not free. But if you want that train, like, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., shit. Free 99.
Like, my boy, he went.
But yeah.
My boy went on a free train ride.
We went to a free train ride all the way to Orem.
Hard. It was like a what? Hour and a half drive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Taking the train from here to Salt Lake, it takes, what, like almost an hour?
Yeah, but it wasn't Salt Lake. It was way further than Salt Lake, bro.
No, I know that. So, yeah.
I was fucking warm.
Yeah. Well, not way further, but you know what I mean. Like twice further.
Damn. Ought to go chase that baddie stewardess.
Oh, God. Oh, that's crazy, bro. She's the one that convinced us to go to the college tour.
That is crazy.
We got convinced to go to a college tour because the person that was promoting it was a fucking baddie, bro. That's crazy.
They knew what they were doing. They knew
exactly what they were doing. Like Kim or some shit?
I think it was Kim.
No, they know damn well what they're fucking were doing.
All I know is my punk ass, I remember that day at school when they said it was that college there or whatever. And they were all coming in. And then I went to the UVU one. And I just saw that fucking dime piece. And she told me, yeah, you can come take a tour and they'll excuse you from school.
Say less.
I had no intention of going to college, but I did that day.
No, you know what's fucked up, bro? And Juan, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, bro. But me, Alfie, and Juan, after that tour, we're like, oh, that shit was fucking badass. They had like a bowling, whatever.
Yeah, they had an arcade and all that shit.
And they were like, you know, showing us all the cool shit. And Juan's like, oh, this shit's fucking badass. Like, are you guys down to go to college here? And we're all like, hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. We can all be fucking roommates and shit. And then he was all excited, bro. Fucking, we graduate high school. The time comes to go to college. The only nigga to apply to the school is Juan. He actually went. And we fucking never went to college, bro. That's fucked up. The fucked up thing is, he really was convinced to go with us. And we were all supposed to go together. And he was like, yeah, are you guys like, did you guys fill out your fucking applications and shit like that?
All that for my boy off to go to Weber State.
Oh, yeah, bro. I filled it out, bro. I need to turn it in.
I was fucked up. I was like, yeah, bro, I'm still down. I'm going to skip a semester because I'm trying to get a little break from school. Man, here we are fucking 8 years later. Oh, I still ain't gone to college. My boy Juan back, though. He's back locally.
Bro, that school was fucking expensive. That school was tight as fuck.
No, it wasn't even that expensive, though, bro.
And had baddies.
No, it was how much was
expensive.
It?
Hell no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, the expensive part was fucking going over there and moving into one of their dorms.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only downside because it wasn't that much more than what it is here.
I swear it was ranked up there.
Nah, bro. It was like one of the cheaper colleges, if anything.
Why didn't I go and see Kim? I could have been married to that bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My boy, she would have been like 40 right now.
Hey, bro. Age ain't nothing but a number.
She was at least 10 years older than us.
That's hard.
No, if anything, she was probably like 20, bro.
God, 20? Damn.
No, I guarantee. She was late 20s, early 30s, bro.
No, she's probably mid-30s.
Mid-30s?
Mid-30s to late 30s.
Oh, I thought you were saying she was only 20 years old.
No, yeah.
You meant 20 years older?
Like 20 years older from us at that point.
Oh, at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say like 10, 15, bro. 10, 15 years older.
She was bad as fuck, though. I ain't really fucking with white women like that, but damn.
He said, but damn.
Man, shout out my boy Juan again, bro.
Shout out my nigga Juan. I hope he spit game at her while he was over there.
That's crazy.
I would have been in her office
if
every
you went,
day,
what would you guys have studied?
Physical therapy. That's what I was going for initially.
Back then, my mindset was criminal justice back then in high school.
Criminal justice. I remember that. Yeah. Nah, he did talk about that.
Yeah. In high school, I used to really like that shit.
I was pretty set on fucking physics. I even had college credits and shit, bro.
Did I ever go?
No.
It's crazy. I had college credits too, but I never fucking used them.
Damn, it is what it is, bro.
It is what it is. Fuck you get.
Okay, Big Sean.
Blessed.
I'll see you, Big Sean.
Are you way up?
I mean, low key. I'm living a pretty decent life, bro. Shit, we up some money with them parlays hitting.
No, not the fucking parlays, bro.
What parlays?
Nah, bro. My brother went to Vegas like a couple days ago. This nigga hit on like a, it was like a 10-leg parlay.
God damn.
Yeah, he got like 17 hundo.
Damn.
How many legs do you usually do?
Usually me, yeah. I'm not that fucking adventurous, so I usually do like four, dude.
Four leg parlay, huh?
Yeah. But like niggas be crazy and be doing like 16, 10. 13,
10. That's fucking crazy.
And those hits, bro, you see how those shits hit. Shout out my boy Esteban.
Man, my nigga Esteban added me on a fucking group chat again. I muted that shit the first day I got added on. I don't even know why I'm still in that chat.
I see that you responded in some of that chat.
Ooh.
I've responded?
Ooh. I swear you sent a couple messages.
Ooh.
Let me
my
think.
Nigga hitting the 10 legs behind the back? Okay.
No, I've never messaged this group chat.
My boy hitting the parlays too?
No, I don't think so.
I think
one time, only one time, Esteban asked me, like, you think Braun will get this? And I'm like, fuck yeah, Braun the GOAT. And that was like the only input I've ever had on that chat.
Damn.
Talking about Braun, did you guys throw a cookout for his birthday or what?
No.
I didn't even know it was his birthday.
It's his birthday, bro. How you forget the GOAT's birthday? That's fucking crazy.
Why did you?
I'm not even gonna hold you. I have not been following the NBA too much right now.
Was you in NFL right now? NFL's crazy, Loki.
No, but to be honest, bro, I think NBA's kind of boring this season.
You think?
Maybe that's just me.
No, it's not, bro, because you're not the first person I heard say that.
But yeah, I think it's kind of boring, and I even saw that it said that the ratings were down.
Well, the ratings have been going down for like 10 years now, bro.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I remember I tried watching the game like last week. It was low-key kind of boring. And they were winning.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
I still like it. My brother said the same thing, though. He said that shit's not as cool anymore.
No, yeah, it's low-key. I don't know what it is, but it's just, I feel like it's dying. Maybe it's because all the players that I grew up watching are kind of
slowing down.
Yeah, kind of to their point nowadays.
Yeah. Same, bro. We got one more year maybe two with LeBron. KD, Chef, he's almost done. Curry probably got like 3-4 years left.
All them old ass niggas.
RIP.
Yeah. Oh. What's up, Eric? You watching football or what?
Eric don't watch sports for shit, bro. All
right, Eric, what you watching, bro? Since you've been staying home as of recently, you haven't really been going out. What are you watching nowadays?
What the fuck do I watch?
What do you watch with your girl?
Nah,
I've actually Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast?
No?
Actually, yeah, Mr. Beast. Now, look here, bro. I've really been playing Black Ops.
Oh, so you're a video game kind of guy when you're bored.
Yeah. Hard.
Black Ops 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get it, pussy.
All right. Give me your honest fucking take. How good is Black Ops 6 right now?
It's pretty actually fire.
Okay. What makes it more fire than, let's say, MW2? The one all three of us have. What makes it more fire? And mind you. Shut up, my nigga J. Cole. Don't be fucking saying, oh, it's because they have different maps. Nah. Give me some real reason why it's better.
If you're wearing like headphones and shit while you're playing, I like the sound. The sound's a lot better. Like when you land, bro. Oh no, yeah, you know when you land those shots. Okay, the zombies. I don't fuck with zombies, but I fuck with that zombies. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
The third one, I was gonna say the game modes is like they have some pretty like weird game modes, but I fuck with it though.
Fuck with it?
Yeah, I fuck with it.
What's the rating? Out of 10.
Out of 10?
Keyhole. I'm already ready for the keyhole. Keyhole.
8.1.
Keyhole. Damn. That's a pretty...
Black Ops 6 is 8.1.
That's a pretty excellent rating.
Now compare it to Modern Warfare 2 and 3. What would you give those?
MW3, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't fuck with it. I don't know why, I just didn't like it.
I like MW2 better than MW3.
Yeah, I do too.
I wish I didn't buy it off you.
Oh, it sucks?
Nah, it doesn't suck. I just like MW2 better. And I have MW3 and I play MW2 more still.
Damn.
And zombies on it sucks.
On MW2?
3.
On 3?
Yeah, 2 doesn't have it.
Well, BL6 does.
Is it good though? Cool.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, but...
Did you try 3s?
Huh?
Did you try MW3's zombies?
No. No, I didn't even know that one had zombies.
This nigga doesn't like zombies.
I don't like zombies. But I like Black Ops 6 zombies.
Hold on. Because when I think of zombies, I think of like the OG zombies on... What was it? The first Black Ops? Or which one was it?
Yeah, wasn't it Black... Yeah.
Black Ops. Like the original, first one. Yeah, the first Black Ops.
Yeah.
You didn't like that one?
Nah.
You're fucking sick right now, bro. You're tripping on that.
That was a good zombies. And to be honest, I like all zombies. They're fun. I think that's what carries COD, low-key. That and Predator missiles, but...
Predator missiles? Oh, and then the fucking RC card? Oh, yeah. I'll be fucking with the RC card. Instead of the UAV, nah, it's the RC.
Damn.
I'm basic. I think team deathmatch is the fucking wave still. I don't give a fuck.
It is, yeah.
That's the wave?
Yeah,
that's the wave. That's not the wave?
No, it's the wave.
Is that the fifth wave?
Nigga, that's the tenth wave. What was I going to say? Oh. I feel like they dropped them too close to each other.
MW2 and MW3.
And Black Ops 6.
I feel like every COD that's came out the past like 6 years has dropped way too quick.
Yeah. It's like nowadays buying a new fucking Call of Duty is like buying a new 2K.
Pretty much.
It's the same shit with slight differences that doesn't make a big enough difference to justify buying another game.
Like iPhone?
Yeah, that's why I still have my 12.
That's why I still have my 12. It's kind of how things is nowadays, huh?
It's like, I'm going to just rock with my, like, no fucking homo. I'm going to rock with my phone till it fucking...
till it fucking dies.
Yeah, till the wheels fall off.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much, because to be honest, dude, I don't even know why I have an iPhone. I don't even use iPhone things.
Oh, see, so you could easily fucking, like, go back to Android if you really wanted to.
That's why, because look, what is iPhone for? What is iPhone known for? Is the iPhone known for the camera, the pictures?
No. Yeah. Oh. Fuck no.
No? Not anymore. Oh.
No, iPhone? Okay, when I think of iPhone, I think of fucking simplicity, right? So I think, okay, this is pretty straight up. It's not complicated. And you can link all kinds of Apple devices together with ease. AirPods? Pair. Quickly. Apple Music? The cloud? All kinds of shit. Your Mac, you can connect your Mac to your phone.
Maybe it's because I don't have any of those things.
Well, you have AirPods, don't you?
I used to. And imagine, I had AirPods when I had an Android still. And I used the AirPods with the Android. I literally had, crazy, right? I had the AirPods when I had the Android. I had Apple Music when I had an Android.
No, I did too, actually. I did too.
But tell me that shit's not simpler on iPhone.
No, I mean it is, but I mean, look, at least when I think of iPhone, I thought the iPhone was known for the camera and the music.
Nah, and I disagree, bro.
I don't know, the customization?
No, the customization's Android.
Yeah.
The reason people like Apple or iPhone is because it's simple. Simplistic. And it doesn't get fucking hacked. Because it has so many, like, security systems or whatever you want to fucking call it. It doesn't get, like, viruses like Android and shit.
That's why MacBooks are so expensive.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And, like, right now, if I had an Android and I wanted to connect my Android to this MacBook, it would be more complicated. Mm. I don't even know how that would work, honestly.
I wouldn't either.
But with my fucking...
I didn't even know you could do that.
With my iPhone, it'll just come up quick.
I thought you'd just fucking plug it into the computer.
Oh, yeah, see, with this, I don't even have to plug it in. I can airdrop it. Whatever I need to. Or Bluetooth.
Oh. Airdrop. I don't know. I'll see. I'll think about it. When this phone dies, I'll think about getting
another iPhone. He's going to come back with the flip phone.
I really like my Android.
You really think that the whole little flip thing is cool?
That shit is hard, bro. That shit's hard as fuck. But that could just be me. I think that shit's fucking tight. If anything, bro, you know which one I would buy? I would buy that tablet one. But that shit's way too expensive.
That shit's a fat ass phone.
That one's stupid expensive. But nah, that flip one, that shit's kind of tight.
So you don't fuck with iMessage games?
See, I don't even play those enough. I literally play it with y'all and then some fools that want to play it. And that's it. Like I started playing it with a couple of people at work, but that's it. Am I the one who initiates that? Fuck no.
Man, low key, now that I think about it, bro, iPhone's like a fucking cult. like my nigga, like, yeah, if you don't have blue messages, fuck out of here. Like, don't even talk to me.
We'll fuck with green messages.
It was like, if the green messages hit, you know. My nigga's not got an iPhone, and you ain't even gonna text back.
No, I remember it was if the messages aren't blue, I don't speak broke.
Oh, fucking shit. No, but honestly, Androids are cool too. You could do more with them.
No, that's why I like. Am I gonna tell you that fucking iPhones are more fucking superior than Android? I don't know. To me, both of them did the same thing. If anything,
nah, that's
you know cat. What you know what sucks about iPhone? Huh. You have to buy the fucking ringtones.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah.
On Android, you could steal that shit. Shit.
Okay, but see, and that's where we start getting the viruses.
Hey, bro, but it's worth it, bro. To have that. Look, I don't know about y'all niggas. I don't know about y'all. But I hate it when I hear that fucking ringtone hit, like, at a store. Because I think it's my phone. Lo and behold, it's fucking Mary Jane across the way.
Mary Jane.
No, bro, because I literally.
Okay, but why don't you change it to something that's not commonly used?
Low key, all of them sound fucking gay. That's why I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I fucking coughed up the 149 and bought first person shooter.
Hard. What part of a first person shooter plays when you get a fucking call?
It's the fucking when fucking J, what is it? It's that J. Cole part. I see the tweets and I start sucking my teeth.
Oh,
it's
that fucking part, okay. Right there.
That shit always play. That's my fucking ringtone to wake up in the morning.
Hard.
I always wake up to that shit. And nah, it's just fog, dude. And Android, you could literally just go download it.
Yeah, see, that's the upside about Android, too. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not simple. If you don't know what the fuck you're doing, it could be, like, complicated as fuck. But you could do whatever the fuck you want on Android. You could edit it how you want, too. And you could download free fucking music illegally. Let's be real.
Hard. But low-key, I don't need to do that no more.
You know, the only reason why I ever wanted an Android is so I can fuck with the screen, like how they have like the cool little patterns that you could have done back then.
Oh yeah,
you still could do that. Like, to do that on an iPhone, you gotta jailbreak that shit, and once you jailbreak it, then it's pretty much.
I might as well have an Android.
You pretty much might as well have an Android, bro.
Yeah, I remember when I jailbroke my phone.
You might as well be fucking asking for a virus at that point.
Yeah.
I remember when that nigga asked about show me his jailbroken iPhone. His fucking I think his fucking Wi-Fi bar thing. It was like a lightsaber.
Oh, a lightsaber? Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah, that was mine too.
That shit was a lightsaber. He would fucking switch pages and it would like spiral into the next page.
Oh fuck. Niggas really got too much time on their hands. They're like, yeah, I want to make this shit look cool.
No, we were, what, like 8th, 9th grade?
Hey, that shit was low-key hard.
It was hard. It was hard as fuck. I ain't going to lie to you.
I remember I would have fucking, what the fuck was her name? Sonia. Her and her sister would used to pay me to jailbreak her iPod.
Damn.
Yeah. All I had to do was literally connect it. Press a button, and that's all I had to do.
Oh, you had like a program?
Yeah, I found a program to do it. Just damn. Simple as just plug it in, press a button, start.
God damn.
Yeah. Took me a week to find it.
This nigga. Yeah, so I don't know. Once this thing croaks, I'll think about it. Don't get me wrong, though. My favorite number is 16. So they are on iPhone 16 right now. So that might make me think about it. But if not, I'm probably going to get the flip. I think it's tight as fuck.
So we're going back. History, huh? 2005. Hold on. Let me flip my phone.
Hey. Hold on, bro. Nostalgia is literally running the world right now.
Okay, what happened with the sidekicks that they made not too long ago? The sidekick that they made, when was it, like, 7-8 years ago?
Nigga, what?
Yeah, when they made the sidekick again.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Flop? Yeah, it flopped.
But look, back then, nostalgia wasn't, like, powerful. Nowadays, nostalgia is everything.
You think?
Fuck yeah. Literally everything runs on nostalgia right now.
Hold on. You think, hold on. Let me ask you a question. What? You think if they brought back the BlackBerry, it would flop or it would sell?
If they brought back the BlackBerry and it became, and it was like a touchscreen but modded and shit like that, and it was a BlackBerry,
Like a new and improved BlackBerry.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I would.
We could get that button back, the one that changes colors and shit in the middle. Yeah,
you think I guarantee it would sell. People love nostalgic shit right now. Whether it be fucking clothing, it be fucking entertainment, everything. Bro, why do you think Spider-Man did so good?
No niggas wanted
to see fucking Tom Holland. Nah, nigga.
I wanted to see
Everyone was clapping when they saw Tobey Maguire. No one was clapping when they seen
Tom Holland. He's got a point.
That do be facts.
Nah, bro. Nostalgia is literally running everything right now.
So, fuck Tom Holland then?
No, fuck that.
It's not... I mean, look. Do I think Tom Holland is the weaker Spider-Man? Fuck yeah. But Tom Holland is cool.
You really think he's the weaker?
The weakest Spider-Man? Yeah. Fuck yeah, easily. Both his movies were trash besides the last one.
And I think, who was it? Andrew Garfield? What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I think his were the
worst. Those movies were low-key sleepers.
No, those were ass.
Eric, you're fucking tripping, bro.
Sleepers.
Nah.
Andrew Garfield was the best Spider-Man, bro. Like, not like Peter Parker, just strictly Spider-Man. He was the best one.
Trip.
No, fuck no, bro.
Those movies were good.
Eddie had the best suit. Good.
He had the best suit. His suit was cool.
Tom Holland has the weakest suit.
Yeah, that suit was gay.
You know, yeah, I'll agree with you on that. He did have the weaker suit, but nah.
No, but yeah, what I'm saying though is if none of that nostalgia shit was on the third Spider-Man, it would have never been as good. Why do you think Deadpool and Wolverine did so good? Fuck with Ryan Reynolds, but everyone wanted to see fucking Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good movie.
How do you know his name, bro?
Huh?
How do you know his name?
Because I like Wolverine.
Oh, really? Really?
That is the only Wolverine I know.
How do you know his name, bro? That's fucking weird. According to you. No, according to you. Let me finish.
All right, go.
According to you, knowing an actor's real fucking name is weird.
Okay, notice how I said Wolverine before Hugh Jackman.
I don't care. Right? You still said his name.
He did say that.
You said Wolverine, and then you said Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
How did you know his name?
Because that is the only Wolverine that...
But how do you know his name?
That's the only guy that's ever played Wolverine.
It doesn't matter. That's weird. He knows his name. That was Alfred's argument last time.
And I called him Wolverine at first. My argument right there.
All right. But when I do it, it's a fucking problem. Oh, I'm sick right now.
What is War Machine's name, bro? Something Cheetah?
Don Cheeto.
Don Cheeto?
See, but I feel like... War Machine's like a side homie.
Yeah, but Don Cheadle has more fucking movies than just being War Machine. It's not like he's like a one-hit wonder and he only is that character in that movie.
The thing is, bro, you're going to tell this fool, oh yeah, Don Cheadle's in that movie. This nigga is not going to know that. I'm not going to know that. But if you tell him... Oh, yeah, that homie War Machine's in the movie. Oh, the black dude.
But Hugh Jackman, no, Hugh Jackman's is. That's in the dome.
Low key. He's the best Wolverine. The only Wolverine.
I still see the only Wolverine.
But yeah, that's why that movie did, you know, the numbers it did.
Would you watch it again, like in theaters?
Deadpool Wolverine?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, fuck it. Look, TBH, bro, the reason why Marvel movies bug me nowadays is my niggas try to be too fucking funny for no reason.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy?
But see, look, as the Guardians of the Galaxy, that movie was funny from the get. From the first one.
It was supposed to be.
But like, Put it this way. If you ever watched the last Thor they made compared to the first Thor, this is like night and day, bro. That's like they made a superhero movie, a badass superhero movie, and then they made a superhero comedy. That made no sense.
But that's what they try to do nowadays, bro.
That's what they do with every fucking movie.
If you've noticed, there's not any like actual comedy movies anymore, bro. It's a comedy with something else, or it's an action with comedy, or combination of genres.
I don't think that shit works too well.
It doesn't.
I think if you need to do a comedy, do a comedy. If not, you know, I'm not telling you they got to be straight faced and not throw in a couple jokes here and there. That's cool.
What do you guys think of Kevin Hart?
He was overrated as fuck. Overrated as fuck.
You too, Johnny?
He was a good stand-up comedian when he started, and then he tried to be too funny, and he sucks at acting.
I agree with that. I feel like he's in every fucking movie, and it's just annoying.
He plays one character, and it's very repetitive. Yeah. That's probably why they put him with fucking Dwayne The Rock Johnson, because they're both the same.
Is that a fucking
okay.
UFO?
Stop.
So okay, so what do you think of him then?
Of who?
Of Dwayne.
He's a bad actor too.
Oh, you think he's a bad actor
too? He's a terrible actor. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't think he's the best actor, but he does have some fire movies.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
What movie?
I ain't gotta hold you. I enjoy some of his movies.
What movie?
Game Plan.
That movie was ass.
I like that movie. Tooth Fairy. I like that movie.
My nigga Tooth Fairy.
Oh, fucking Doom. I like that movie.
I've never seen that one.
Which one's that one?
It's based off that video game.
When they go
to that like fucking other planet or whatever. Yeah. And they fight the alien.
That the one with Timothée Chalamet.
Who?
All right, never fucking mind, bro.
Who?
Never mind, bro. Is it or not? You don't know?
Fucking with my boy Reaper.
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
With my boy Chris Redfield from Resident Evil?
Hold on. What is it? It's Dune, right? You said Dune?
Doom.
Doom.
D-O-O-M.
Oh, I thought you said Dune.
No, I think that's a whole ass of the movie.
Oh, yeah, that is.
I don't think The Rock is in that.
That Dune does have Timothy Chalamet. I thought you said Dune.
Who?
This guy, bro. Fucking.
What character does he play?
He's Willy Wonka in the new.
I was gonna say must be the new one.
In the new movie,
like in the new one. Oh,
the one that just came out like
a couple seen years.
Alright, I've never watched a single movie from this guy. I don't know who he is.
That boy Johnny
Wonka. It was just called Wonka.
It's called straight Wonka.
Yeah.
Damn.
Who played a better Willy Wonka?
The fucking, what's his face?
Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp, yeah.
Yeah.
No love for the OG?
I don't like how the Oompa Loompas look in the OG. They look weird.
It's low-key scary, bro.
They look fucking weird.
Oompa Loompa.
And fucking memes, bro. Memes killed everything. Ever since they made that meme. The one that said, if Charlie's mom's sucking ability was that good, there's no reason they should have been poor.
Hey, yo, I seen that. Is it when she's, when she has the chocolate bar?
Oh, shit.
The fucking memes.
The memes, they ruined it, but they're funny as fuck, bro.
Wait, is it that one with the one with Johnny Depp, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I like that one.
That's crazy. Doom. I gotta look up Doom now.
Yeah, Doom. It's an older movie.
Doom.
That shit was made like in 2005, huh?
Something around there.
Like, it sounds very, very familiar.
Probably like 2005, 2007.
2005, yeah. Spot on.
It's old.
I know my ears.
It's old because it has old rock, young rock. Oh, You want a good sleeper young rock movie too? Scorpion King.
Never seen it, bro.
Oh, it's fire too.
Dwayne Johnson. Let's see his fucking movies.
His discography.
He's got Red One. I haven't seen it, but I heard it's complete fucking ass cheeks.
Yeah, I've heard that shit too.
It's on one of the streamings already.
He was on both Moanas. But that doesn't even count. Jumanji. Welcome to the Jungle.
The first one was
I. Welcome to the Jungle.
I actually did like the first one. Black Adam. Ass cheeks.
Yeah, that was ass.
That one was okay.
Hobbs and Shaw, I didn't even want to see. It looked so
bad. I didn't even see that one. That looks ass.
It looked ass, and I mean,
I think all his Fast and Furious movies are ass.
They are. Central Intelligence.
That's with the one Kevin Hart. Ass.
Yes.
Baywatch.
Oh. I like Baywatch.
What's another good movie? He's on the other guys, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, where they jump off?
Yeah.
That's a hard movie. Fast Five. So all the way from Fast Five to the newest one?
Yeah, no. His Fast and Furious movies are ass.
I remember the other guys. I remember that fucking movie was my shit. I used to watch that shit all the time.
I used to always watch that shit. The show's funny, bro.
You ever done dust pop?
Aim for the bushes. This way, I'm not going to tell you The Rock is that good of an actor, but he has some decent movies.
He's in the middle for me.
That's why he I'm not going to tell you he's Don Cheadle good.
All right, buddy.
But he's high.
He's fucking mid.
He's high. I think he's just a hater.
Okay, I'll give him a mid rating. How about that? I went from bad to mid.
What to mid?
No, because you're doing that because we're saying this shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I want your raw opinion.
Yeah. You know, I think he's ass.
And I think you're a hater.
No, I'm not.
I mean, he is clocked into his 12-hour shift.
I am, bro.
Who do you like?
What do you mean?
Who's one of your favorite actors?
Depends on the genre, bro.
Okay.
Jack Black?
Let's say a fucking action movie.
Action movie?
Sure.
Action movie.
Well, what movies do you like?
I like all kinds of movies,
romance?
Bro.
Romance?
Get the fuck out of here. Action movie? You gotta give me some actors, bro. I can't think off the top of my head.
A rom-com?
The fuck is that?
A romance comedy.
Damn, I can see you've never been dragged to movies.
Yeah.
I thought my nigga was in love. Let me see.
They haven't reached that point yet. Nah, it's just you weren't.
Oh, you know who I think is a good ass actor?
Who?
Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah, he is good. Okay. He is a good ass man.
Denzel's a fucking goat.
I can't fucking hate. I like Denzel.
Let me see. Who else we got up in here?
Denzel and the Mandalorian did their thing in Gladiator 2. Shout out the Mandalorian.
Not the Mandalorian, bro. I like him too, though. Pedro Pascal. Yeah, he's cool too.
You know who I like? Will Ferrell.
Oh, comedy?
Oh, yeah, you can see his comedy. Nah, the other guys was action. What? They were cops.
Wait. Okay, but you don't know Will Ferrell for fucking being it. He's more of a comedy guy.
Yeah.
I like Will Ferrell, but there are some movies that I think are eh. They I.
Which one? Elf.
Like Elf.
Elf?
I don't like Elf.
Overhyped.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill. I like Jonah Hill.
I like Jonah Hill too.
He cool. Oh,
Seth?
You don't like Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen?
He's more comedy though, isn't he?
I mean, that's why I said Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah.
I think I like Seth Rogen. Like early Seth Rogen.
Like Pineapple?
Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Like Pineapple Express, Superbad.
See, I don't like that Seth Rogen.
No?
Nuh-uh.
I thought that shit was funny.
Well, you don't like Seth Rogen and Superbad?
No, I do. But, like, that Seth Rogen to now.
You like now Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
No, I think that's a very unpopular opinion, my boy.
Yeah.
You're smoking dick right now.
Actually, no, I'm smoking on this Red Bull.
Gives you wings.
Yeah. But for like the fattest minute, I didn't know Seth Rogen played one of the cops. What I think the
fuck.
Yeah, I think I didn't find out.
Who was it? Who played the other guy? It was Seth Rogen and who?
Oh, and the other guys?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
No. I said the other guy in Superbad.
Oh. Michael Cera?
No, the other cop.
I have no fucking clue. Idea. I've never seen that homie in another movie.
No, I'm pretty. Okay, see, this is one bad. I don't know his name.
Wow.
Wow.
Que sorpresa. Wow.
That's a fucking surprise, huh?
Wow. Shout out my boy Lightning.
Wasn't he in It Chapter 2?
I've not watched either or.
I haven't seen the Chapter 2.
Oh, never mind. Fuck me.
It's aight.
What, It?
It's aight.
Wait, which one? Both?
All three of them. Even though I haven't watched Chapter 2.
Well, if you don't like Chapter... I mean, if you don't like the first one, then I don't think you would like Chapter 2. First one's better.
I don't know. I don't really like too many horror movies. Like, as far as, like, maybe you're the more popular ones. No, because, look, I only like certain Halloweens. I think most of the Nightmare on Elms are fucking ass.
That one, I agree with you on that
fucking,
one.
Fucking.
That's the weakest of all the
some of the Friday ones. The 13th are ass.
Yeah.
Fucking even Gritar shit is I.
Which one?
Gritar? Scream?
Oh, I was like, what the fuck is that? Fucking Gritar. Stupid.
Even though I dressed as that nigga for like 5 years of my life.
Did you have that little pump?
The pump for the mask? Yup. I remember I just said Scream for like 5 straight Halloweens.
God damn.
Yeah. And I remember.
This nigga Scream again?
I think it was like by the third year, the blood stopped working and it dried up. I don't know.
Now that we're talking about movies and we just passed Christmas, what's the best Christmas movie?
Friday After Next.
That's a sleeper fucking pick. I didn't even think of that.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That is a Christmas movie.
I didn't even think of it, but it is a Christmas movie.
My niggas got robbed from Santa Claus.
The hood Santa Claus?
Yeah, so.
He said ho, ho, ho and kept on running.
He don't fuck with it.
I think that's the weakest one out of the three.
No, it is.
No, it is. But it is. For Christmas? Come on now, man.
Nah, because Christmas has too many bangers.
Like, okay, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Maybe Christmas Story.
You're going to call me uncultured as fuck. I have never seen that movie.
Christmas Story?
Yeah.
That is a hard movie. For Christmas?
Which
that's
one?
That's a classic.
Christmas Story.
Which one's that one?
I've never seen it, bro.
It's about that little kid that wanted the gun for Christmas, but his fucking his parents don't buy it for him because it's dangerous. So he gets into a whole bunch of bullshit. It's a classic movie. They used to. I don't know if they do anymore because I haven't had cable for years. But back when I used to have cable. They used to do 24 hours of a Christmas Story.
The Hallmark? Hallmark specials or something like that?
I don't remember
like
what channel they did it in. But yeah, they would play Christmas Story for a whole ass day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to say maybe the Christmas Story or fucking low-key Joe Burrow's Home Alone.
Oh, Home Alone? Yeah. My nigga said Joe Burrow. I'm sick. He really does look like Joe Burrow.
He looks too much like Joe Burrow.
Or I guess Joe Burrow looks like him.
Who's older? Oh, I guess he would be older.
Macaulay.
Yeah, I actually
Oh, it's a classic then. It's
1983. Yeah, no, it's an old-ass movie.
Oh, okay.
But it's really popular. You never seen that lamp that has the stripper leg?
No.
That's from that movie.
I seen this movie title. The cover, but I never seen it.
This nigga. He said the kitty leg?
No, I'm looking at you like a fucking stripper leg. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, okay, basically, you know how strippers wear heels and they wear the fishnet, right?
Yeah.
So it's just basically it's a leg and it's a lamp. Yeah. The kitty leg.
I don't know about that.
But the one with the fishnet. Not the one with the George Washington.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, shit.
Oh shit, why did you ever say that, bro? You're a mean man.
You stupid ass thing. Okay. But was I not wrong
though? Okay, quick side note. Huh. Super off topic. One time me and this nigga went to the strip club, right? And there was this fucking stripper dancing, bro. I didn't think nothing of it. Nothing of it. I was just chilling there. This nigga nudges me and he tells me, why the fuck does this bitch have the George Washington socks on? So you know the socks they used to wear at that time?
Yeah, I know you're talking about the one with the little I don't know what it's called. Little material at the top? Yeah.
So she had these bitches on. This nigga told me, why the fuck is she wearing George Washington socks?
Oh, shit. Hey, that's a trend now, bro.
Oh, fuck.
But for strippers?
I don't know about strippers, but it's a trend.
It's a trend for real?
Yeah, for real.
You had to bring up the fucking George Washington.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, going back to the whole Christmas thing. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know if this is a popular or unpopular opinion, but I'm going with Home Alone.
I fuck with it. It's a good movie.
Wait, that's what you said right now. You literally said Joe Burrow's movie. No, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Home Alone for sure. Maybe The Grinch.
I like The Grinch. I don't like it enough to put it as my top movie, though.
Shit, maybe even the fucking Polar Express, bro.
Even though...
What, fucking A$AP Rocky?
Even though with the Travis meme and The Grinch, made it even better.
What? What are you talking about?
I know you seen the Travis Scott meme and the Grinch.
I don't think so, bro.
You know, in the sickle mode, that part that plays, and then the beat drops.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That made that movie better.
But really, nigga? That meme made the movie better? I'm fucking
But I wouldn't
sick.
Fucking put that shit on, like, top.
What y'all think about the Polar Express, then? Nah, you ain't fucking with it?
It's a good movie just to start off the Christmas movies.
Okay.
It's alright.
You know, I fucking told that, what was it? I was with one of my girl's parents and she's like, yeah, you guys want to watch Polar Express? And I'm like, with my boy A$AP Rocky?
Hold on, A$AP Rocky. Can we rewind that? You were watching movies with your girlfriend's parents?
Yeah.
Damn!
Oh! Sorry for all the headphone users, but R.I.P. I just had to hit that.
Damn, you already watching movies with the fam?
Damn!
Yeah.
Were you guys wearing matching PJs already?
Nah.
Damn!
Nah. Why are you saying down to what?
I bet you he was. He just...
I don't know, I wasn't.
My boy took a Christmas set. He has a Christmas set ready, bro.
Nah. Well... Yeah, I was like, yeah, A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky's in. She's like, who the hell is A$AP Rocky? So I showed her a picture. She's like, who are you talking about? And I'm like, look on Polar Express. Watch the movie and tell me who you think it is.
Did she get it?
No. I had to tell her it was a purple one.
You're so fucking ratchet, Eric.
Yeah. Ratchet.
My nigga, be my middle name.
My nigga acting ratchet with the in-laws.
That's crazy. So you met the parents already, huh?
The speed of I've love I've known goals. Her
parents. Oh, for a long time?
Yeah.
Wait, so you met her parents when you guys were friends with benefits?
Yeah.
That is what, Alfred?
That is C-A-P. Cap.
I hate this fucking dude.
Wrong answer, Eric.
No, but yeah, I met her parents 5 years ago when we were fucking. I met her parents.
That's crazy. I said friends with benefits. You just said when we were fucking.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
He doesn't want to consider friends with Ben no more.
What do you mean? He literally made a whole fucking Instagram post about that.
Nah, nigga. Because when he pops the question, bro, he's going to say, yeah, we've been together since 5 years ago.
Nah. I've known each other for 5 years.
I know you. Wait, hold on, my nigga.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
I don't know if I ever asked you. So, you guys are officially girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Mm-hmm. How'd you pop the question, bro?
He didn't. He's going to come up with something right now. How did you pop the question? I know he fucking did.
How did you pop the question, bro?
So,
no. Let me see.
I'm going to tell you exactly what went down. Is, so, we were still, you know, like, we're still, like, friends with benefits and shit right now. We went over to her apartment so we can smoke.
Ratchet.
My nigga is so fucking ghetto.
Oh my god, babe.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's just get all fucking high as fuck and let's become girlfriend, boyfriend.
No. I hate this motherfucker. No. I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about, but when I said, when if we get together, and she was like, what? She's like, did I just hear that right? And I'm like, oh, I was like, I don't know, what'd you hear? She's like, we'll talk about this over B's tomorrow. I said, okay. So we went to B's Cafe, a good spot. Johnny.
Mid.
But yeah, so we're talking about that. I told him, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I was like, yeah, I've been catching feelings for you.
Wait, who said that? You or
me?
Her?
Me to her.
Me to her?
Me to
so
her.
So you told her you were catching feelings.
Yeah.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
What a fucking simp.
All right, let's hear it. Okay, go on. And what did she say? Oh my God, Eric. I feel the same way.
I'm sick.
Yes, but not in that term.
What'd she say?
Oh, what'd she say?
Exactly that.
Oh.
Exactly what you said.
But how? Let me see. I want to hear you say.
No, yeah. Hell, I want to hear you say. No, you're not. No.
You said not in that tone. So yeah. What tone?
He has a better tone with his soul. We'll just keep it at that.
All right, buddy. And then what happened?
So we decided to get together.
Huh?
So we decided to get together.
No, hold on.
This is what fucking happened. She said that. He said, so you down?
Oh, man. I'm dead, bro. Is that what happened, Eric?
Oh, no. Shit.
No? So yeah, how did you guys decide to get together then?
Tell us the real story.
Look, you want me to call it? I'll call it right now.
No, I don't want you to call it. Just tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
No, exactly what I told you is what happened.
Okay, yeah.
We went to B's and I told her I was catching feelings for her.
And she said she was too?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, so am I.
And then?
Okay, and then? That was it? You guys just automatically cuffed?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Wow.
No, just kidding.
He's not kidding. Okay, go. Go. Dale. Dale, wait. Dale.
Fuck, what the fuck else will happen after that? So I said, I didn't say you down. I didn't say that.
So you down? Yeah, I guess. Fuck it.
Oh my god, bro.
No, I did ask her if she wanted to be my girlfriend.
How?
Exactly like that.
But how? Like you could say she. I asked her, but
I asked her.
But okay, let's pretend the audience is your girlfriend.
Yeah, what did you tell her?
What did you tell her exactly? Same. The audience is your girl. Talk to the audience like you talked to her that day.
I said, "Would you be my girlfriend?"
Okay, and then what she said?
She said, "Oh my god, yes!" No, she's like, with you? She's like, no. She said yes. She like, I will.
Okay, Eric. Oh, Alfie didn't like that shit one bit. He did not cool. like that one bit.
No, it's cool. It's what I expected him.
So you down?
So you down or what? Okay, fuck it.
Hold on, we gotta go back on like one of these episodes because I swear that was one of the questions. I think Eric asked me like how I asked Jackie to be my girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right. Did we ask Eric that day or no? Like no, how he would?
We asked all of us. Yeah. All of us explained how we would do it.
I want to go back to that episode.
I don't remember what episode that was. That was a long time ago.
Man, I want to go back and see what Eric answered and see how it like compared to how he actually did it.
I don't remember what episode it was, but okay.
I mean, I don't remember which one either. That's why I got to find it.
Yeah. And then what'd you guys do after? Did you guys like kiss or what?
I'm fucked.
Okay then.
I'm sick, bro.
This nigga never ceases to not impress me, bro. Imagine this nigga proposes to her and then they don't even like hug or kiss, they just go fucking stand. What the fuck? He's gonna give her the Eric hug.
Yo, Eric, my nigga, like, I have a question.
What's up?
Are you, like, I know you're a lover boy, right? You fall in love and shit mm-hmm. fast.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, like, able to be, like, actually romantic? Or is it straight, like, sexualized?
No, I can be romantic.
I don't think I've ever witnessed it. You said you hug your girl by touching her ass, and then you piped after you asked her to be your girl.
Dude, he can do everything romantic just like you, but he has to add a little piece or something.
Yeah.
Look, bro, he can take her out to a nice picnic dinner away from the whole world, them two alone, but he's going to make sure she's sucking his dick at the end of the night.
He's going to put his dick in the basket, in the picnic basket.
Oops, I guess there was a hole in it the whole time.
Oh, Eric.
Pizza delivery driver again.
You're a funny guy, bro. You are a funny guy.
Shit. You guys are funny. You're funny, Eric.
Eric, you really are funny,
you never
bro.
See, I'll tell you, he never ceases to not impress me, bro.
That'd just be me.
Okay. Eric has to go pipe. Well then, guys, sorry to cut this episode short, but Eric has to go handle business. So thank y'all for tuning in, and I guess we'll catch y'all on the next episode of the Early Birds Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Peace out. See ya.